Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. If you're praying for a troubled family member, Daniel Darling can relate. An anguished prayer for his struggling brother was all there was left to do.
I think of my own brother, Tim. He ran away from the Lord. He was away from the Lord for 7 years. And he was so far away from the Lord. I mean, there were days I cried and I prayed and I practically gave up. I tried everything. And finally got to the point where I said, you know, Lord, I can't do anymore. I just gave to the Lord. I said, Lord, it's all yours. And I prayed. And God miraculously brought him back. And he's following Christ right now and living for him. He's part of our church. It's such a blessing.
So don't blame yourself. Remember instead, God is in full control.
Don't heap guilt on yourself. Don't go back through and say, I could have done this and I could have done this. God loves your kids more than even you do. He's parenting your kids. The best thing you could do for your kids is pray for them every night and every time you get. Love them in their rebellion. In fact, I think the best thing you could do for a kid who's in sin is to love them. You know, because what does the Bible say? We love him because he first loved us. That while we were sinners, he died for us. The greatest demonstration of God's love is when we're in rebellion of him. And that's a great picture of grace.
And Daniel says it takes faith to wait on the Lord.
We're a culture that doesn't like to wait. I mean, I don't like to stand at a microwave and wait 3 minutes for my frozen dinner to heat up. And so we don't like to wait on God. And waiting is actually the DNA of faith, if you will. And if you look at all the great men and women of the Bible that God used, he gave them a promise and he made them wait almost an excruciating amount of time. And that's how we depend on the Lord.
Whether you see the results now or years down the road, God is faithful. I'm Steve Douglas.